Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And good afternoon. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. You know, when you're looking around, for somebody to collaborate with, sometimes it's the best collaborators out there that you've done it with. You've done things with them before. And there's one member of the, well, there's only one member of the NRA board that will take my phone call. And he joins us now, and that is Rick Ector, legally armed in Detroit. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, man, good afternoon to you. How are you doing on this absolutely gorgeous day here, at least in Metro Detroit?
Well, it's been raining here, but that's fine. That means I don't have to water the bonsai trees later.
Man, that sounds pretty precise, man, that whole bonsai thing. You know, I know absolutely nothing about it, but I presume that you have to give it like a lot of care and that you have to be very precise in your pruning.
So, here's the thing. With that, the thing about that is it's not so much about the precision. The thing about bonsai is knowing when to do something and when not to. And most of the time, you're not doing anything. You're sticking, because bonsai means tree in a pot.
Okay.
So,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so you're taking a tree that, if you pulled it out of the pot and stuck it in the ground, it'd grow up to be a full-size tree. And what you're doing in the pot is you are tricking the tree into growing into a diminutive stature and still looking like a grown tree. And beyond that, I mean, like the pruning, you might prune a tree once a year. You start designing a tree or styling a tree, and then you stop. And then it's just watering and fertilizing.
See, the most I had ever learned was from watching the original Karate Kid with Ralph Macchio.
Yeah, you should, I mean, especially for you, because you have so many things on your mind. If you were to get a couple of bonsai and stick them out there and just spend a few, you know, just go out there and, you know, I don't know if you drink coffee or smoke or any of that.
I drink coffee and, yeah, I still partake in tobacco for sure.
So I'd be going out there and I'd have my trees out in the yard, get some outdoor bonsai because most of them are hardy enough to take even the Michigan weather. And, go out there and water them, spend a little time with them, sit back, just look at them, forget about everything and go inside and start ripping some things up politically.
I know I'm getting up there in age. I'm at the spry age of 55, man. But let me tell you, my days are such that I don't have spare time to invest in the care and nurturing of a bonsai tree just yet. Just listening to you describe it sounds like a scheduled series of care that I'm not sure if I can spare right now.
Of course you could. I got three radio shows. I do three radio shows.
Right. But you've been doing shows of various different types and various different media since forever, probably in excess of 20 years.
No, 13.
You could probably do a show half asleep.
Well, no. Actually, not. I mean, not if I wanted to be any good. I mean, I can't have a conversation half asleep or something. I've got to be on top of it. But, I mean, all I'm saying is that bonsai is the warrior's pastime. So think of that.
Okay.
And I mean, if there's a quintessential warrior out there, it would be one Rick Ector.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to take that and I'm going to put it to my ever growing list of things that I'm going to explore whenever I accumulate that so-called extra time.
When you get ready to go, let me know, because up there in Michigan, there's something called Michigan Yamadori, which Yamadori is a bonsai tree that you go and you find in the wild, and it's probably twice as big as a bonsai tree would actually get if you trained a bonsai tree. But they get in there and they take wooden boxes and they go dig that tree out and stick it in that big wooden box. And then they.
How often would I have to care for this thing? Like once a day, like throw some water on it?
Yeah.
And like make sure it gets sunlight?
Yes. Well, I mean, if it's outside.
I don't know, man.
If it's outside, it's going to get sunlight. I mean, is your entire house, your entire backyard covered with a patio?
No.
Okay, so if you stick it out there on the table, you let it rain on it when it rains on it. When it rains on it, you don't have water.
I'm thinking that this bonsai tree raising operation was going to be very intense. You just reduced it to sticking it in a pot on a table outdoors in the backyard and let nature handle it.
Well, I mean, the bonsai tools, if you get out there and get the real bonsai tools.
I need tools now.
Well, you probably already have some of them in your garage.
Man, look. I'm gonna put that on my list of things to do.
Put it on your list.
I wanna
don't let it intimidate you. It's not something to intimidate you. You should not let it intimidate you. It's something you could. If I can do it with my, I'm sort of one of these people that gets out there, and I'm always looking for something intense to happen.
Right.
To happen with a bonsai tree, that's just not happening. The most intensive thing that happens with a bonsai tree is you're getting out there and you're like, oh my god, part of it is dying, and then you're doing watering and fertilizing, sitting back looking at it, and that's about it.
Well, let me ask you, do you have like a conventional pet, like a dog?
I do.
Cat?
I have a dog.
So you got bored with the cat and or dog and decided to add a bonsai tree or several to the mix.
Now, to say I got bored with the dog, if somebody came in here and shot my dog, I'm going to be in a murderous rage, and I'm not stopping until I get some.
Well, see, dogs are easy, man. Yeah. Dogs love anyone. Dogs love company. Just all you have to do is just be there, and the dog will be content to lay on the floor next to you, right?
Well,
dogs are very low maintenance.
My dog is he's part Australian Shepherd, so he's sort of intelligent. And he plays us like a harp from hell. I mean, he does all kinds of stuff and just gets all kinds of favors and treats and all this stuff. And he's getting up. He's over 10 years old now, and he still moves around like a puppy, which is good for me. I like that. So.
Well, maybe you should start getting like another dog to kind of wean yourself off of it, because 10 years is getting long in the tooth.
My wife, that's not happening. That won't happen for a while.
A dog is about what? Take you about, what, 15
well,
years?
Well, an Australian Shepherd can live up to 18, 20 years old.
Okay.
So he may still be around. The longer he stays, the better I like it. When I got him, I was younger than you, and I told him when I got him, I said, you got to last me till I'm 70, brother. So.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Well, maybe I need, like, a hamster or, like, I don't know, like a gerbil or like something small, like goldfish. I think I could swing goldfish.
I just can't picture coming into your house and going, oh, wow, look, Rick, you have all of these hamster tunnels going all around the house. Wow. Just don't picture that. Just can't picture that out of Rick Ector. Listen, we're coming up on the first break. How do they find you?
They will find me anywhere where Rick Ector, R-I-C-K, last name E-C-T-O-R, legallyarmeddetroit.com, Detroit CCW, or Detroit CCW at Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and man, I'm even on this place called Snapchat and Instagram. I know, man.
I gotcha. Hey, all right. That's good enough for me. I asked the question, now I know. Talking to Rick Ector, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
All right. We are back, and we're listening to something happening at Rick's Place and all this other stuff. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Rick Hector. He just became a you're now a member of the NRA Board of Directors.
I am. This past election at the NRA's annual meeting, I was elected as the 76th director to a 1-year term. Yes, that has been quite the journey, man. And it's like, just as I'm getting settled in right after the annual meeting, we just had about a month or two ago now, I just officially had my full series of training sessions, and I'm officially ready to go, man. I got a huge binder in the mail the other day, and it's minutes of all the things that were discussed at the annual meeting, and man, I haven't made my way through it. But yes, I will diligently get through it as I work through all these other things that are going on. But man, things are happening, man, but hey, I'm enjoying myself.
And you have the annual shooting event where you train what is now thousands of women per event to shoot. That's coming. That's beginning to come up on the horizon, isn't it?
It is. The last couple of years I've been, when we had 2020, man, back when everything was shut down, you know, I went through a series of delays associated with the edicts from the state of Michigan telling us not to, telling us, I mean, everyone not to do any public events or be out in public. And then finally it got to the point where I was either going to have to like not do it or just do it anyway and just right. See what happens. But, we took a overwhelming amount of caution and preparation and was properly equipped with all the PPE, and we had a successful event, man. We trained another 1,300 women or so. We're looking to do another 1,500 this year, and we get that. We'll be at 9,000 for the 12 consecutive lifetime year of the event. So, man, things are smoking. It's just kind of hectic right now.
I'm curious. Do you know what the female population of Detroit is?
I have not looked that up.
I'll bet you have now trained a significant percentage of them.
I mean, let's just round it off. Let's just say if there's 600,000 people in Detroit, and let's just say, I don't know, let's say half are women, right? That's 300,000. And then a certain percentage of 300,000 would be minors who probably 250,000.
So
I'm still way off. Man.
Give 80,000 to the kids. So now you got 220,000 women. So that means you're right at, percentage wise, what would that be? Maybe
it's still small.
Well, but it's still a percentage. I mean, you have undertaken this yourself. Nobody came up to you and told you, Rick Hector, you got to train these women how to shoot for free. You did that on your own.
I did that on my own, man. And you know, it's been an interesting journey. You know, I started this on the onset when I saw the very disturbing newscast on TV about a woman's body being like discarded on the street after they had their way with her and killed her. And that first year, man, we trained 50 women? Yeah, 50 women that first year. And just kept at it, man. And next thing you know, 2020, when everything was shut down, we had almost 2,000. And then things went back a bit, but I mean, we're still on that original slope that we were on before 2020. And now, like I said, projecting to do 1,500 this year, and that'll put us grand total wise up to 9,000. So, you know, it's been a steadily growing event, man. And, professionally, it has become the single most important thing that I'm doing that gives me the greatest sense of, accomplishment, man. It's a community event and I'm being able to donate to the community at large. And I believe it's going to enhance safety. So I'm really happy about it.
I would imagine, given the size of the event and now all the pieces you have to bring into play, that have to mesh and meet all at one particular time at one point in the year.
Oh, man. You're into, like, logistics.
Yeah.
Like, you know, where, I mean, I've been fortunate to have two gun ranges that have opened up their facilities, you know, for two consecutive days. And then, of course, you need the machinery. You need firearms, right? One gun range is donating all the guns at their facility. And then I know a gun guy, a gun dealer who runs ATEI, and he's, like, donating his guns for the other event. And then you need ammunition. And, man, I am working with a gun rights organization here based in Michigan who's they're going to be meeting in a couple of days to make the final call on supplying the ammunition and, you know, in terms of targets and, man, you need what targets, you need eyes, you know, eye protection and earplugs and the manpower, man, I must say, man, I've been very fortunate in that I've gotten a lot of support from firearms instructors locally, from the region, across the state, and dare I say, across the country, man. Routinely, the last couple of years, we've had people come in from out of town from like 14 different states, man. Hopefully, I'll get greater participation from a greater number of states this year.
Right. So I would imagine that as soon as the event is over, you have to sort of think to yourself, well, here I go, I'm starting again.
Yeah, it's almost like a song. Isn't that like a song from the 70s?
Yeah. Here. Before we get into that song from the 70s, we're coming up on the next break. Tell all of the good people that might be interested in what you do how to find Rick Ector.
I am Rick Ector, and I'm running the 12th annual free women's shooting event. I even looked up the URL to the organizing group for firearms instructors and range safety officers. It doesn't have a branded URL, but if you get to facebook.com/groups/, oh my God, it's a long number. Just look for 2023 organizing team for Ladies Shoot and you will definitely find us. Click the button to be added and I'll scrutinize you and make sure you're not some anti-gun terrorist that wants to harass me, and I'll get you in the group.
Hang on there, if you would. We'll be talking to Rick Ector. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I've seen just about every corner of this country. 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA News Update. Hunter Biden will plead guilty to tax charges and a gun charge as part of a plea deal with federal authorities. The agreement entails pleading guilty to two misdemeanor tax charges relating to unpaid taxes amounting to approximately $1 million from several years ago. Efforts to locate a missing sub dedicated to exploring the Titanic are ongoing, according to the U.S. Coast Guard.
With C-130 aircraft searching by sight and with radar and subsurface,
with P3 aircraft were able to drop and monitor sonar buoys. Those search efforts have not yielded any results.
Coast Guard Captain Jamie Frederick says it's facing a critical situation with less than 48 hours of oxygen remaining. Former President Trump is scheduled to stand trial for alleged mishandling of classified documents. A Florida judge has set the jury trial to begin on August 14th. However, the trial date is likely to be postponed pending motions filed by Trump's legal team. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Rick Ector, you intrigued me just now. So ATEI helps you out? They loan you some guns or something?
Yeah, well, actually, they supply one location for 2 days with guns, man. And he actually does some really interesting things with the guns, man. He puts all sorts of fancy gadgets on them, you know. Like,
yeah, he's been a sponsor in the past. He does some very, very fine work.
He does, man, and he has been a sponsor of this program, going back several years, man, at least probably at least 10, of these 12 years, man. He's been a huge supporter. Of course, he's also a good friend of mine, so, I mean, that definitely helps, man, and that's one of the cool things about in the gun community, man. A lot of people have come across, you know, we've crossed paths, man, and I've made a lot of friends in this industry, man. Yes, and sir, I'm very thankful for their friendship and for their help in doing things like this community service event.
ATEI is a very good gun model. They were the first ones that took your beloved Smith & Wesson M&P and put a decent trigger on it. You should let him take your M&P and just tell him, I don't care about all the fancy stuff. Just do something to my trigger.
Right.
And you would
Hey, you know what? There's a side of me that can get into, like, appreciation for a smoother, better trigger than the other. But then there's the other side of me, man, which is like, hey, it's a gun right off the shelf. Just give it to me. Let me load it with the appropriate ammunition. You know, I've been training and shooting for years. There's no way I'm going to miss, and it's going to get the job done. As a matter of fact, the more money I pour into a gun, the more it's going to hurt when in the aftermath, God help that, and I don't ever have to defend myself. But if I do, you know the gun is good as gone, and I'm never going to get it back, right? So less money I stick into a gun, man, the least I'll be emotionally attached to it, right?
Well, here's the thing, see, and this is what, and you could do this probably with, I can't remember, is it Doug at ATEI?
Yeah.
I'd get with Doug and I'd say, Doug, you know, I want to carry one of your guns. And if I have to use it when they take it into evidence, it's going to upset me, Doug. So are you going to, like, cover me for that while I'm waiting to get my gun back, Doug? If I'm using an ATEI blaster, if it comes down to it. That's the deal I always make with anybody out there. If I'm going to carry their gun, I'll be like, well, I'll be happy to do that. You're going to fix it if I... You gonna handle me if I use it?
Oh, I'm sure his ears are going to be ringing. Someone's going to definitely call him and tell him that we were talking about how great of a guy he is. And how
Doug was very. I mean, in the beginning when it was talking about M&P modification, Doug was the leading edge of that stuff. ATEI was the leading edge of that stuff. They were the only ones that. Anybody, he was the first to actually do anything with the gun. It's. I can only imagine how good he is with one of them now.
Oh, I'm pretty sure he's still got his skills up and stuff, man. But, you know, everybody's, well, at least that I come across in my travels as a trainer. I just taught a class Saturday. You know, man, it's a lot of Glocks out there, man. A lot of Glocks out there. Ooh, it's still very popular. Well, who's... Any sponsors you have that do personal protection 9mm handguns?
Like Staccato, they have one called the CS.
Okay.
But, I mean, it starts at $2,500.
Oh, yeah, just slightly outside of my price. Just slightly.
Well, but Doug.
I'm sure it's a fine firearm. I'm sure it is.
Yeah. But see, you know Doug makes guns that are on par with that.
Okay, and I'm sure those are fine guns, too. Like this latest John Wick movie. We don't know if he's dead yet, because I'm sure they're going to bring it back for a part 5, but. Yeah, that gun he had, I can't remember the name of it. But
well, that's a Viper. That was designed by Taron Butler, and it was built by Staccato.
Okay, and that gun was like $4,000, $5,000, right?
$6,000,
okay.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, it had every gun guy and gun gal salivating from the time that they saw that gun prominently featured in John Wick 4.
Well, sure.
From the opening credits to the end scene.
Yeah.
And, man, a lot of people want it. But, ooh-wee, man. Like, ooh, $6,000. Ooh, it's slightly outside of my budget, man. But, look, if things keep progressing, maybe one day I can get me one.
Well, see, here's the thing about a modified gun. I will tell you the window of modification for me with a gun.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're already okay with the M&P grip angle, yeah?
Yeah, I'm okay with it.
So the only thing that you need to modify on the gun is the trigger.
Okay.
And you have the original M&P, right? You probably have.
Yeah.
You probably worn the finish off of this boy, right? That gun has no paint on it or nothing, right? No, nothing, right?
Let me tell you, I'm not one of those guys that has a gun, and it's like when I pull it out, I expect everyone to, like, E.F. Hutton, everyone to stop talking.
Sure.
And to, like, come over to my booth and watch me and, like, you know, critically assess it. No, it's not the prettiest instance or presentation of any Glock that's out there, man. But
are you carrying a Glock or an M&P?
I mean, I got one of each, man.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
Sometimes, you know, so.
Well, if you're carrying a Glock, if you're carrying a gun, see, here's the thing, and this is the thing I found out through trial and error. The gun that you like, whether it's Glock or an M&P, you would really like it if you put a better straight trigger in it, a straight trigger versus a curved trigger.
And I'm, you know what? I respect your opinion.
That's about $160. That's $160.
Okay. Well, see, that's doable.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah.
For me, yeah, that's doable, and I'll definitely take a look at that and give it a whirl, give it a trial at the gun range and see how it works.
As a matter of fact, I bet you Doug does one for a Glock that's a straight trigger. And I bet you it is superb.
So let me ask you this. How portable or mobile is your show? Like, could you put your show virtually in like a travel bag with the appropriate equipment?
I could.
Whether you have mixers and laptops.
I could. In something about the size of one decent sized, Pelican case. In one decent sized Pelican case, I could bring all the components to do all three shows.
Man, look, so you know this is like where I segue into, hey, what are you doing on July 29th and 30th?
Well, I got what day is that?
It's a Saturday and a Sunday.
Well, let me work on it. Because see with the local show, I'll try to coordinate something with the local show, and we'll try to do something with that. But otherwise, you know.
Man, here's what I envision. I envision your show acquiring like 1,500 brand new women shooters who are going to go from not knowing anything about a gun to shooting their gun their first time to listening to you every single day with guests coming on.
Hang on, we're in the break. We're coming in the break talking to Rick Ector from Legally Armed in Detroit, talking about his event coming up. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Rick Hector. Been trying to talk him into getting a better trigger in his gun.
Look, you know, yeah. As far as modifications go, yeah, a $150 estimated charge to make me go from standard off-the-shelf trigger to something that, you know, is, I guess, on par with your perceived status of
As I think about this now, and how long have you had the M&P? I mean, that's got to be how many years?
Man, it was like first gun I bought, man, like 15, 16 years.
Okay, and the Glock?
That's fairly recent, maybe 7 or so.
7 years.
Roughly, yeah.
You know, as I think about this, I am reminded of one thing constantly. Now, there was another trainer. He was out of, I think, Alabama, named Tiger McGee. And Tiger, Shoot Right Shooting Academy. He was mildly notorious because he was on the Sons of Guns one time. He was one of the guys that was looking. He used to have a signature AR-15 called the Shoot Right Katana. It was a pretty nice gun. Tiger carried... He got a in the 70s. He got a 1911.
Okay.
And he recently passed away, way too early. He was in his 60s, and when he passed away, his carry gun was still the same 1911. So maybe I'm giving you the wrong advice. I will concede.
I should go upper end 1911.
No, I'm just saying that he carried the same gun to the point to where he was so familiar with it that he was just, it was a part of him. It was like it had grafted to him, you know?
Okay.
And if you've been carrying one gun for 7 years, that's about 6 years and 53 weeks longer, or 50 weeks longer than I've carried any one single gun ever, over and over, day in and day out. So if you're carrying the same guns over and over again, and you're comfortable and you're good with them, maybe the advice I should give is that I shouldn't be giving that advice. I should give it to myself.
I'm saying that, you know what? There are the wide body of people who are in the gun-owning population, man. If you were to, like, segment all the different categories in which we fit, you know, whether you're talking about enthusiasts, competition shooter, you're actually in the gun media, or you're an advocate, or lawmaker. I mean, however you fit into this gun community, man. There are people who get down into the weeds about the type of gun, the model, the style. Me, I don't know. I'm just an advocate, firearms instructor. Just give me just one or two guns and make sure that I have mastered them, and I'm good to go, man. You'll have that stereotypical meeting of two gun nuts meeting up at a bar, but at a range.
Right.
And then they start talking about their guns, and next thing you know, they're swapping them, and they're bragging about each one respectively, and they shoot them, and
The truth of the matter in the striker-fired genre, most of the guns that are out there now are actually pretty good. No matter what the price point, I mean, most of them are all very usable.
So when I'm teaching, like, brand new students, right, like I just taught a class a couple of days ago.
Right.
And some of them are so new, they never seen a gun before. And then you're trying to give them a good estimate of what a decent price gun is going to cost, right, because they're very cost conscious.
Right.
And you tell them, I don't know, let's just say maybe $600, see where your other, features lie, how well you like it, quality, fit, shooting, performance. And, be prepared to pay a little more or a little less, $600. And they're like, man, $600? I didn't realize guns cost so much. I was like, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, if you go to a shop, they might have one, barely over 100. But, yeah, you probably wouldn't want that gun, right? So, yeah, about 600 or so. And, they are realizing that being a gun owner, isn't as inexpensive as they may have thought. Because, we still haven't talked about all the doodads and accessories and things that come along.
For somebody who just wants to get a gun and carry it, the only doodad that I would think they might need is a decent holster. And then they should probably put most of their money in ammo and practice.
That would be a very good start.
Yeah,
yeah, and of course, you got to at least throw in the obligatory cleaning kit, right? Some people say, hey, I have a Glock, and you know what? I never cleaned it in the 1 million years I've owned it.
I haven't cleaned it in the 21st century yet, so yeah. But here's the thing. This is the thing, and I mean, this is the habit I got. When I was in the military, if we went out into the field with our weapons and we didn't shoot, we didn't qualify, we didn't fire blanks, it didn't matter. When we came back, we cleaned them.
Oh.
And we cleaned them because our lives depended upon them.
Right.
I wasn't out there trying to make a statement of, how long I haven't cleaned this gun.
And I think a lot of people fit into that category. It becomes a social commentary on their devout affinity for Glock and their reputation for not failing if you don't clean it, according to the manual, right? And those manuals will tell you every time you shoot it, right?
Well, I mean, Glock, you pull it apart, it's the most utilitarian gun there is, aside from any other striker-fired gun, which they're all about the same when you pull them apart. And you wipe it down, and maybe you spray it with a little solvent, and then you wipe away the excess and put it back together. Two drops of oil on the rails, one drop of oil on top of the barrel, one drop of oil on top of the crown on where it's extracting the rounds. And your business, you are cooking. You're cooking with gas, and it's going to run. It's going to run like a Swiss watch.
Right. So, I'm guessing, just from talking to you, you like the gun and you like to go all down in through there and pull it apart and finesse it and make sure it's showroom ready, right? When you carry it.
So what I'm looking for is the feel. Like, you've probably, I don't know how many thousands of rounds you've got through yours, and yours probably floats. I mean, it probably feels like it's magnetic in there, just being held together. You've got that kind of wear built into it. And I don't with some of the guns I have. I simply do not. So I'm looking for how easy is the slide moving and how easy is the trigger resetting and pulling. And that's a simple thing. I got one gun in here that I dearly love, the FN-509. That's, for me, okay, in a stock configuration, that is the best stock gun for my hands. Except the trigger is abysmal. And I called Steve Fisher and I said, what do I do about the trigger? He said, shoot it until it wears in.
That's some good advice.
Yeah, so that's what I'm going to do with that. And then I have a few custom guns laying around that I carry from time to time. I've got Taren Tactical Innovations. He sponsors me, and he has made the best little Glock 26 that I've ever handled before. And I mean, it's so small, and it shoots like all the big Glocks, and it's very accurate. And I mean, it's easy to hide. So that's probably the Staccato CS, which is basically a stock gun as it comes from Staccato.
Okay. I can appreciate the vast variation that you have in your available arsenal.
I'm absolutely spoiled. Don't kid yourself. I'm spoiled beyond belief. When I think about people like you that have this one gun, and you can probably draw a face with that gun, and then I look at all the guns that are in my quote-unquote rotation, I can't stand myself. We're about to run out of time. So tell everybody how to find you one more time, please.
I am Rick Ector, Rick's Firearm Academy, Detroit. I am conducting my 12th annual free shooting event for women. You can find us, on that site at facebook.com. Look for 2023 organizing team for ladies group. If you are a firearms instructor or range safety officer, we would love to have you here in Metro Detroit during the dates of July 29th and July 30th. Our goal is to train 1,500 women.
He'll be back before then. We'll be talking about this again. Thank you very much for joining me today, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right. Hour number two is inbound. Lee Williams, this is Lock and Load.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
When it comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.